people are watching us, people are paying attention to us, most importantly, young people are. And so, you know, be the person that you want them to be. Be the person that, you know, treat people the way you would want your children to treat people, whether you have them or not.
Hey there, I am Dr. Jason Ballara, and this is the Know Your Why podcast, where we explore the why behind success. Every week, I meet with real estate investors, veterinary entrepreneurs, mindset coaches, authors, and fitness professionals to uncover their why and how it drives them on the winding road to success. What is your why?
Hi, everyone. I'm Jason Ballara, and this is the Know Your Why podcast. Today, I figured I'd do a little bit of a solo episode. Had a few cancellations and reschedules, and so I had some time. Figured I'd just jump on and do one on my own. I wanted to, you know, kind of, I guess maybe reintroduce myself, talk about, you know, what's going on, talk about why this podcast is called the Know Your Why podcast, and how that is such an important component of my life at this point. And so, if you've ever listened to the podcast before, if you've seen me on social media, I mean, like I said, my name is Jason Ballara. I am a veterinary surgeon turned real estate investor, or real estate investor turned veterinary surgeon, whichever one you want to look at it. Technically, I started real estate investing before I was a vet or a surgeon, but doing it at a large scale definitely just started about 4 years ago. So I graduated vet school in 2004, passed my board, finished my residency in 2008 in surgery, passed my boards in early 2009, and have been doing that, you know, exclusively ever since on the veterinary side. I started in construction as a teenager, and I have, before 2020, did a lot of, you know, sort of residential side of things with, live-in flips, house hacking, small multifamily. I had a three-family in Boston, but a lot of it was you know, just very much based on, you know, sort of being a DIY guy and learning a lot about the trades by working in them, working for construction, working for contractors, working for an electrician, that kind of thing, and then you know, working on my own houses. So, you know, fast forward to now, we actually. Today, as I'm recording this, or no, I'm sorry, yesterday, our 300th episode of the Know Your Why podcast was released, and all the episodes are special. My guests are very important, but I didn't do anything, you know, sort of different or out of the ordinary. The last, you know, sort of different thing we did was at episode 200, that I did an episode on mentoring with some of my mentors, and. So that's for a number of reasons, but one, I think, you know, it's, as I said, they're all important, and I've started to mix in some more solo episodes, but, at the end of the day, it's been a lot of fun doing this podcast. I think sometimes people ask me about, you know, how many downloads, how many, have you tried to monetize things? I don't do it for that. And even when I've tried to kind of investigate those things, it hasn't been appealing to me to try to force that side of things. I've seen some phenomenal podcast hosts that have done things like that and built studios and have big name guests, you know, coming to their studio. So super, super cool and good for them. And I'm sure that's excellent as far as building the brand. And I, maybe someday, never say never, but for me, this is a chance to network and speak with other real estate investors. And again, more recently, we've been able to have, you know, people from the veterinary world on and kind of have, especially the entrepreneurial minded veterinarians. I think it's been really fun to talk to them about kind of their journey. So a lot of cool stuff. I love doing the podcast. I love having the conversations. It's called Know Your Why, and I've mentioned before and noticed this with a lot of my guests that, you know, sort of your why is it evolves. And I didn't really even know to call it that, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. I didn't know that was a thing. I think, I'm not sure if I had one. I didn't know I had one. I couldn't have put a title to it. But when you start to really, I think, kind of allow yourself to investigate what your why is and what that means. It doesn't have to mean the same thing to everybody. A lot of people will point to Simon Sinek, and he has a video about, you know, your why and everything. It starts with why, I believe is what it's called. I don't think that it has to mean the same thing for every person. For me, most commonly it means, you know, what do I think about? What do I point to when things get hard, you know, kind of what carries me through. And I don't even know that that's always exactly an accurate definition, but it's probably the best words I can put to it. You know, recently people in the real estate market, active investors, passive investors, probably pretty aware of some of the struggles in the market. And it means, you know, we have to work four times as hard to keep things going, try and continue to create good results for ourselves and our investors. And there's a lot of, you know, stress and sleepless nights and, you know, all of those that go along with being a business owner and an entrepreneur. And that is truly, that's just part of the job, I think, which is hard to realize at first, but you come to find out that ultimately as an entrepreneur, you're a problem solver. You're putting out fires, I think recently had someone refer to it as we're essentially building puzzles, putting puzzle pieces together all the time. And so I just figured I would do a little bit of reflecting on what my why is, was, how it's evolved, how I use it. And hopefully that helps someone out there. So for me, I often point to my family at first, and even my wife has joked that when I talk about my why, I talk about the kids. And it's true. I talk about the kids. In a lot of ways, the kids have helped me realize what having a why means and working for a purpose bigger than yourself. And again, that can go in all kinds of different directions. But for me, a lot of what I do is based on, you know, my kids' future. But also, despite the fact that I don't always necessarily say it, when it comes to, you know, sort of fulfilling that definition of what gets you through the hard times, 100%, that's my wife. And she's always been so supportive. I was going to say, I jokingly say that she saved my life a couple times, but that's not really a joke. She has been there in hard times. She's been there in good times. I sometimes wonder, this is not the first time I've wondered what she's still doing here. I think, you know, I kind of blew up our lives when I started Lark Capital and, you know, started to think outside of the W-2 comfortable world that we had, comfortable life that we had, as a veterinary surgeon. And I just thought, I want to do something bigger. And she's been there and she's been supportive, and she knows, she trusts me and believes that we will get to that, you know, vision that I try to put in front of her and show her why this is all happening. You know, but to be fair, she's the strength behind this. She's my strength. She is I'm very lucky. I get to be the fun dad. I think a lot of the times I get to be, you know, wrestle with the kids, play with the kids. And Casey takes on the role of being the practical, she's fun. The kids love her. I think she's a blast, but I think she also is the, you know, the CEO of our house. And so, you know, she makes sure that their lunches are done and they're in their, you know, the places they need to be at school and daycare. And she keeps me in the loop on the calendar things when there are games and swimming lessons and all of this. And all at the same time, she's the practice manager for our veterinary surgery business. So yeah, she's the best. And even yesterday, you know, she knows things have been tough lately for me, for a number of different reasons, but she is, you know, will send me do something just really, simple, but like so meaningful. And she'll send me, yesterday she sent me a song. She came across a song that is, you know, meaningful to her and our relationship and all of that. So those things, as you can probably tell, make me emotional, and I just appreciate her so much for that. So I think I don't say it enough. I could probably go on for hours about all the like incredible things that Casey's done for me and our family and our lives, and all the while dealing with her own stuff. So I just want to say thank you and I love you to her. And yeah, why number one, even though I don't say it all the time. The kids, I often look at this podcast as archives, something, I don't know, something that, you know, after I'm gone, which I hope is a long time from now, they could go back and listen to these podcasts and hear my voice and just see what Daddy was trying to do. So I think that's something that'll be, it's there, right? It's recorded. They can see me if they want. I hope that, you know, when I'm 95 and they're 30s, that we're listening to them together, maybe, or they're on the podcast with me, or they've taken over or something like that. That would be amazing. But they make me laugh every day. They probably make me frustrated every day too, but the good always outweighs the bad. I mentioned this the other day and on Instagram stories, just because I saw something that someone sort of did a little bit of a shout out to their mom, and it really resonated. And I you know, like I said, 4 or 5 years ago, I never called anything a why, but I think if I look back in life, you know, my mom was the start of it. You know, she took care of two of us, single mom, no help. And she took care of me and my brother, and you know, wasn't always perfect, but I always felt loved. And I don't look back on my childhood and think, oh, it was this terrible thing. I think, you know, she did the best that she could. So thank you, Mom. I'm not even sure if you listen to this, but, I am very thankful, and she continues to support me in ways that aren't, you know, necessarily measurable. And so part of my why here is, you know, make sure that I take care of her when she needs it. So Mom, if you listen to this, we still want you to come move out to California. She's going to be, she's been very resistant, but we'll see if we can convince her sometime. So yeah, I mean, family wise, that's certainly my why. Again, as you grow and evolve and you're an entrepreneur and you build businesses and things like that, your why, evolves now it extends to, you know, the people that work, I guess, for me, with me, whatever you want to call it. But they're a big part of who I am and the success that we're able to have. And so I would say, you know, thank you to them. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Song. Thank you, Edwin and Cindy. I mean, just thank you to the people that support, and Rachel, and just thank you to all of you that are here and believe in this crazy vision that I have. And thank you to the people that have, you know, that listen and interact with our content. I think it's just, I don't care about, you know, number of followers. None of that matters to me, and maybe it should, but what I care about is I want to help people, and that's my why, you know, that's what it's evolved to. I want to help people. Most specifically, you know, we've really shifted our focus within LARC Capital to helping the veterinary community, and we'll continue to push that. I know it's scary, you know, to my veterinary colleagues that have already taken the leap and invested. Thank you for believing. To those of you that are considering it, or who I'll talk to in the future, I know it's scary. I know it's a big step, but I think your future self will be very happy that you did. And it's just something that we as an industry, as a community, need to start looking at, not just taking care of animals, but taking care of ourselves, our person and our colleagues and coworkers and all of that. I think that stuff is critically important. And I think, you know, maybe where my why has evolved that I didn't really see coming is, I've been very resistant to wanting my kids to follow into the veterinary world. You know, I'm a veterinary surgeon. My wife's a registered technician. You know, kind of makes sense that they might follow in our footsteps in some way, just given our backgrounds and how we met. But neither of us really want that. Because we see the struggles, and we see our colleagues, and we see especially the young vets that are coming out with massive student debt and things like that. So I have often thought I don't want my kids to take that route. I wouldn't stop them, but I think my new why, what I want now is I want to, maybe I can change, influence veterinary medicine in a positive enough way that I do want my kids to go in that direction, to look at that as a career opportunity. Yesterday we were very fortunate. We were invited to Ava's daycare to do a presentation to a classroom of 2 and 3 year olds. On being a veterinarian. And it's sort of funny. At first they asked us, they have, you know, sort of an animal themed month, and they asked Casey and she asked me about it. And I thought, I don't know anything about being a veterinarian. I know how to be a surgeon, but I don't know anything about being a veterinarian, in the sense that probably a lot of, you know, what people think of as their veterinarian. So we decided we'll show them what we do. We'll show them, you know, kind of the less gory side of what we do. But it was pretty amazing to be there and get to, you know, just kind of give a little piece of what we do, in terms of, you know, helping animals and their owners, and talk to these kids, and just, you know, they're looking at you like you're something special, I guess. And my Logan came with us, Ava was there, you know, so they were excited to have mommy and daddy at school. And it was just such a cool experience to be able to do that. And a funny thing is, I it's hard to believe, but I felt very self-conscious and nervous about speaking in front of a classroom of 2 and 3 year olds, because that's where our that's where our influence lies. That's where our influence can really have impact. And mostly that's with our own kids. But at such a young age, they are very, very impressionable. And it's just so important to realize that what we do and what we say and what we show them is, it really has an impact in their life and their development. And so I would just remind you, as this experience has reminded me, to think about that, in our day-to-day life. You know, people are watching us, people are paying attention to us. Most importantly, young people are. And so, you know, be the person that you want them to be. Be the person that, you know, treat people the way you would want your children to treat people, whether you have them or not. Treat people the way you would want them to, lead by example. And I think if we all do that, the future's pretty bright. So again, thank you all for listening. I would love to get your feedback on what you think about this episode. Please like, rate, and review. And yeah, look forward to going forward with all of you. Take care.
Hey there, I am Dr. Jason Ballara, and this is the Know Your Why podcast, where we explore the why behind success. Every week, I meet with real estate investors, veterinary entrepreneurs, mindset coaches, authors, and fitness professionals to uncover their why and how it drives them on the winding road to success. What is your why?